Nice and cool and Boone. Anyway, who all here among us has a favorite or has had a favorite toy? Let's see some hands. Growing up, you can raise your hands too. We won't hold that against you. Favorite toy at one time or another. Okay, thank you. Let me tell you about my favorite toy. Before I get going, I'd like to explain that stories come from a lot of different places. We've heard about how they come from hand-me-downs, how they come out of the library. A lot of stories have been made into songs. And in this case, as in a number of other cases, songs have been made into stories. Let's see if any of you recognize this. When I was a young boy, my father brought to me a most marvelous toy of many colors. And when it sat there, it just shimmered and shaked and glowed. And it was beautiful, and I fell in love with it instantly. It was a most magnificent toy. And it just sat there. But when it moved, it went zip. When it stopped, it went boom. And when it just sat there, didn't move, it would go rrrr. The first time I saw the toy, I picked it up, and I looked at it, and I had quite a surprise, because on the very bottom, it had two great big green buttons, like eyes. First, I pushed one button. Then I pushed the other. Then I twisted it. When I set it down, it went zip when it moved. It went bump when it stopped. And when it sat there, it just went whirr. Well, my marvelous toy first would march right, then it would march left, and it marched right under a chair. I looked under the chair, and I couldn't find it anywhere, and I began to cry. But my dad, he just laughed, because he knew that as soon as I turned around, there would be my marvelous toy, going zip when it moved, bump when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never did find out what my marvelous toy was, and I guess I never will, but I certainly did love it, and I always will. Just last week, I gave my marvelous toy to my little boy, and he fell in love with it just as I did. His eyes got all big and almost popped out of his head as he saw the little black box that was my marvelous toy. And when he put it down, it went zip when it moved, bump when it stopped, and whirr when it just sat there. Just like me, he doesn't know what it is, and I guess he never will either. Thank you.
Get up now, you may. We're getting ready for another story time.
I was out hiking in the center part of Florida not too long ago. Very early in the morning when it's very calm, very cool, and just lovely. And I was hiking along, pretty much lost in thought, thinking how beautiful the Florida outdoors was, how beautiful the day was, and everything, as I said, was just absolutely dead calm. And off in the distance, I caught sight of a branch bouncing up and down. Well, because it was so calm that day, this really caught my attention, even though normally you wouldn't see just a branch moving and wouldn't think anything of it. So I slowed down, was very careful to be quiet because I knew something had to be moving that branch. And I crept up along the trail until I saw a young squirrel on the very tip of that branch. And that squirrel was hanging on with its back feet and one of its front paws and was bouncing because what he was trying to reach was a big, juicy acorn sitting on a small log out in the middle of the swamp. And what he was trying to do was just reach down and get that, and that was bouncing the acorn, the branch. Well, I watched him for a little while, and he was a very persistent young squirrel. I was very quiet. First he'd bounce, grab, try to grab with one paw, and then he'd change and try to bounce and try to get the other paw. He'd get down, oh, about that far from it. Didn't quite reach the acorn. So then he got an idea that if he dropped down and with his two front claws, maybe he could get close enough. And I didn't know squirrels were that smart. So he dropped, let go of his two front claws and hung on just with his back paws. And he gave himself a good bounce. And he came about that close from the acorn. And he was getting very frustrated. You know how squirrels get when they get frustrated? They chatter real loud. And he was chattering up a storm. He bounced and bounced and getting a little closer and a little closer. Not quite making it. So then you could see him just kind of thinking in his little squirrely head. If I let go with one back paw and hang on real tight with that other paw, I'll just stretch that extra little bit and I'll be able to get that juicy big acorn. So that's what he did. And he came to, oh, just so close. And you could just see him thinking, if I just give an extra hard bounce, I'll be able to get down. Well, that's what he did. He bounced real extra hard that time and he grabbed that acorn. But because he gave him such a hard bounce, that branch kind of flew up and it tore itself out of his paw that was hanging on. And he fell down on the log, grabbed with his two front claws that acorn, bounced once and ran and fell into the swamp. Now bubbles and all this kind of mighty stirring. And pretty soon he came to the surface and he had that acorn in his mouth. And he crawled rather wet, but you could tell very pleased with himself, up onto that log. Gave himself a little bit of a chatter, kind of looked around a little bit, shook the water off his head, and began to open up that acorn and eat. And I stood there and kind of thinking in my head how good persistence was, and that if you just be really persistent and keep trying at it, you'll succeed. Well, just as this thought was going through my head, I saw off in the corner of my eye big set of eyes moving towards that log. And all of a sudden, great disturbance, whoop, an alligator leaped out of the water and grabbed that squirrel, and everything went down under the water, and all that was left there hanging or floating was that log. I was kind of stunned. You can imagine what the squirrel felt. And so I kind of had to throw away my thinking about persistence and all that, because here this poor squirrel had been very persistent and wound up as breakfast for this alligator.